you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things that I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles, will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals, will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Oh, welcome back. Today's episode of the podcast is titled Discovering the Hidden Job Market. Discovering the Hidden Job Market. Now, the whole aim of this episode of the podcast is to be able to give an exposition on the concept of the hidden job market. So you're going to be learning in details how exactly, as a job seeker, whether fresh grad or an experienced hire, young professional can be able to discover the hidden job market. Now, it's important for you to know that the job market is usually described as a market in which employers search for employees and employees search for jobs. In actual sense, the job market is not a physical place. We must understand it's is a labor economics concept, and it actually describes the competition and interplay between the different labor forces. The employers on one end trying to look for labor or employees, and the laborers on one end trying to look for work or jobs, or employees trying to look for jobs. So it's not a physical market, it's more like an imaginary market, but it does exist. That's exactly where there's an exchange between employers and employees, as it is now. And one thing that is very critical in the labor market or the job market is the fact that it is also subject to the laws of demand and supply. So when there is an economic boom, what do you expect? You expect to be more jobs, there to be more jobs. And when there's an economic recession, you expect to be a shrink in the numbers of jobs. And the major issue is the fact that most times when we say there are no jobs, we're trying to say that the supply is more than the demand. But in actual sense, if we flip this scenario, it can be the same in the other way, because there are jobs to be filled, but there are very fewer hands to fill the jobs at the same time. So we've been able to establish that the job market is not a physical market, but it exists. it's a dynamics, and we must understand that even as the job market exists in the world of business, there is a strong belief that there are two types of market. We have what we call the open market and the hidden market. So when we say the market is open, many people believe until when the market is open, when transaction can take place. So that means an open market is a market that people go in, there's an exchange, and people can make transaction. Take a very good example. At the time at which Oyibo market, or let's even say Oshodi market, opens up, or even Lagos Island market, Balogun market, opens up, you go in and you buy your transaction. But don't forget, before the market gets to open, there are transactions that occur under closed door. That is usually what we call the hidden market. It's not open to everybody. Only very few people get to know about it. So if you want to look at the value chain of how the goods get to the open market, there are people that make orders in the closed market before it becomes open. So as a job seeker, you must understand that at the time when the job is in the open market, a point in time when it's advertised in the papers, in the traditional media, or on the company website, at that point it becomes open. Don't forget, the best time to look for a job is not when it is in the open market. The best time to look for a job is when it is still in the hidden market. So the whole essence is for you to be able to understand, how do I know when a job is in the hidden market or in the open market? So when I'm saying the open market for the job, I've been able to explain that is the time at which it gets to the company website, at the time at which it becomes on the job board. But don't forget, by the time it's in the open market, the competition is stiff. If I want to give you the recruitment life cycle, before an organization chooses to advertise a job openly, there's what we call internal recruitment. So there's a point at which the hiring manager is deciding that I need an HR manager, a time when is I need an accountant. He talks to people within the organization. And you know, before they tend to make it open, they will have sourced for it internally within the employees within the organization. Say, please, do you have any good HR person? Do you have any good accountant? And there and then, some of those jobs get filled even before they become open. So, in essence, now how do you place yourself? How do you really discover the hidden job market as a job seeker? I said many job seekers do not know that there is an open job market and a hidden job market. Just as a form of recap, the open job market is where the job is available to everybody to apply. But when we're talking about the hidden job market, this refers to the job that are not yet posted or advertised in the usual conventional manner of job advertising. Now, you must understand that is where you should be looking at. Now, it's important for you to know that it costs so much for organizations to advertise in the open market. So some organizations will even choose not to advertise the jobs openly. So as a job seeker, I'm going to be giving you three ways at which you can identify the hidden or discover the hidden job market. Number one, you need to decide or you need to change the way you network. Now, what do you think would happen if you know an organization or you know somebody within an organization that is recruiting at the moment? Before you know it, it means that you get to get information about the job before it becomes open and you get to be interviewed before then. Now, interestingly about networking, it's important for me to tell you here at this point is the fact that a large proportion of jobs actually exist in the hidden market. If you hope to crack the hidden job market, you need to be smart about the way you connect with people. It's important for you to know that you need to make networking an habit. Now, networking is not something you do when you need a job. Networking is not what you do when you now think you need to get a job and you send an advert or you send an invite or a LinkedIn invite to a recruiter on LinkedIn and you're now saying, I'm looking for a job. No. That's the wrong time to look for it, to network with people. It's important for you to know that when you network with people and they see you as a parasite, they're not likely to help you. I see very funny practices here and there. You see a job seeker giving you a CV and saying, please let me know when there's a job opening. Do you know that when there's a job opening, I'm not likely to remember that person? Do you know why? because that's the wrong way. Now, what happens if you think you start to create a true relationship with me to the point at which you add value to me? There's a particular individual that I got to meet in person a few weeks back. But before I got to meet him, he's the kind of individual that was following my write-ups on in the Punch newspaper. And anytime I release any article, he sends back an information saying I learned so much from that article. And he engages me in a question. As in, he asks questions based on that article. To the point at which, even when I don't normally write for the Punch or my articles are not out, if he sees any interesting article, he sends it to my mailbox. It got to a point that by virtue of email communication, we got close to the point of BBM conversation, to the point at which when we saw ourselves in person, it was not difficult at all, because at the point at which he now started telling me, I was forced literally to ask him, what do you do? To the point at which I now got so interested in him, to the point at which he became first hand to me. Why? He added value to me. And because I recognized value, the next time I see a job opening, it's literally first mentioned in my mind to remember him. So he's not parasitic, he's ready to add value, he knows what I do, and he shows genuine interest to the point at which he exchanged value, to the point at which he gave before he started asking. But the mistake most job seekers make today is they are asking before they gain my attention. So, number two, as a job seeker, you need to pay attention to business and economic news. It's very sad when job seekers are not able to read in between the lines of news happening today. Let me tell you, if you really need to know how to get into the hidden job market, you must know when the news break. You must be able to interpret business and economic news. Okay, you need to recognize that when this news come up, they are pregnant with meanings. Take for example, when a company announces an expansion plan or a diversification plan into another line of business, what does that tell you? It means potential job opportunities. It means for a discerning job seeker, you must be able to know that means there are going to be opportunities. And before long, what do you start to see? The openings. Even in a recession, when an organization is massively laying off staff, watch out. Before long, you will see an advert from the same organization requesting for the same set of jobs of people that have laid off being recruited back. So what does that mean? It does not mean that is the time for you to look away. It's a time where you need to look closely and say, how can I position myself for that opportunity? So you need to watch the news. You need to listen to information. You need to read business information, business news on social media. Don't just be wasting out your time. Be watching out for the hidden signs, even for job openings. And number three, you need to be a proactive in your job search. When I say being proactive in your job search, you must recognize that employers don't make house calls. Employers will not come to your house to tell you we are looking for positions. I have a living testimony of somebody that got a job via a proactive step. He got an idea of an organization he needed to work. He did his own work on that organization to the point at which he knew the key position or the key people within the organization. And what did he do? He crafted a well-suited CV and he sent it, addressed it to the person he wanted to address to, an individual he has not met before. Fortunately for him, the organization was actually looking for staff that meet his own profile at that time. By virtue of a proactive step, he got interviewed for that position, and the rest they say is what? History. He was employed. Why? He was proactive. He researched. He didn't just do it blindly. He researched to the point at which he knew that the organization would need his skills. And what did he do? He packaged it and he delivered it to the organization. And before long, it turned to a wonderful success story for him. So, what are we trying to say in essence on today's episode of the podcast? Discovering the hidden job market is work. So, you need to be ready to, one, network very well. Change the way you network. Number two, you pay attention to business and economic news. And three, being proactive in your job search. I want to believe I've been able to add value to you in one way or the other. And don't forget, I'm only a tweet away. If you have a question, tweet at Segun Akiode on Twitter. Segun Akiode on Twitter. Or you feel you want to get in touch with me, you could send me an email at segun@segunakiode.com, and I'll be very willing to reply your email. This is Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode, and this is your host, Segun Akiode, signing out for today's episode of the podcast. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode. To know more about Segun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Segun Akiode, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.segunakiode.com. See you next time.